This is The Frontline, industry insights and perspectives from America's premier professional staffing agency, Frontline Source Group. Joining us on this segment is Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline and a seasoned expert on the subject of hiring both temporary and permanent employees. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hello, David. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So, Bill, I wanted to ask you about the differences, and if there are any, between the activities you do with temporary and permanent placement. What are the differences? How do you characterize or think about this?
You know, there are some huge differences between the two. And in fact, when we look back over the 10 years that we've been in business, and I look at the 10 years and the change going back to 2004 and what's taken place between then and now, it's interesting to see. And you really have to understand what temporary staffing or temporary placements are compared to what a direct hire or what's called a permanent placement is. And so, you know, the temporary side of the business had always been to augment your staff because you needed a few extra individuals in your department, let's say, or you were looking to hire someone and you wanted to try them out. You wanted to kind of do the lease before you buy, or, you know, rent to own type of situation with talent and skill set. And so the temporary business has always been there for many years. It's always been something that would fill that void. The problem that we're running into today is that the direct hire business, which is when an employer will hire an individual directly onto their payroll, where temporary business is actually an employee of ours, of Frontline Source Group. With the direct hire business today, that really is dominating the marketplace. And that has a lot to do with supply and demand. So when you're in a situation similar to 2008 and 9, when we were going through the Great Recession, and people were being laid off, the individuals that were available looking for work, any type of work whatsoever on a short-term basis or any type of a basis for that matter at that time, they would absolutely jump all over the opportunity to take a temporary position or a contract position or work on a project just so they were back and working. We fast forward now to 2014 into 15 now, and what we have instead is that we have low unemployment. And because we have low unemployment, it means the pool, as they like to say, which I've never been able to find this pool, but it's a pool of people or talent that is out there is very small. And so the employer today that's wanting to really utilize a temp to hire or a temporary individual is not going to find the same type of talent, especially higher level individuals, because they're being hired directly by employers. So the opportunities for people to find a new career path or a new career opportunity have shifted quite a bit and changed. And that's typical. We see that whenever we go into a recession, when we come out of a recession, these are normal. In fact, right now what we're going through is textbook. This is exactly what happens. Your temporary staffing side decreases, your direct hire or permanent placement increases. When we start to go into a recession, direct hire business drops and your temporary business increases. Again, you have more people on the bench or available because there've been layoffs within companies. So the two models are so different for the employers today. And part of that is educating them to understand that when you want to find top talent in this market today, you really have to look at the direct hire opportunities, because the people that are out there are getting literally 2 to 3 offers at a time. And there are bidding wars. I mean, we've heard these stories about the bidding wars that are taking place in the housing market across the country. And everybody goes, how can that be? We just went through this terrible time. This can't be possible. It's the same thing with employment. This is exactly what's taking place. So we have people that are saying, I'm not taking this job because I only get 3 weeks of vacation. They're offering me 4, and I know the pay is the same. I'm taking the 4 weeks. And we try to explain this and educate people as well. There's no such thing as a permanent job. It's one of the reasons we hate using permanent placement. We try to say it's a direct hire opportunity because nothing's permanent in life. And you know, you may take that opportunity, and then you don't know, 6 months later, you may be laid off. And so we always try to tell people, you know, base your decision on what is best for you overall, not based on a few dollars here or there. You really need, it needs to be a good fit. Just like an employer hiring someone, it needs to be a right fit. And so when an employer is looking to make that hire and that decision, they're really looking at just as we do internally from a cultural fit, they're looking at that cultural fit for the individuals. Of course, they're trying to get the skill set and as many skill sets as they possibly can, dollar. But, you know, they are starting to realize that the market is tight, and they're starting to realize they're going to have to go back to some training and teaching people some things, and they're not going to find an individual that can wear 10 hats like they could before. They're having to realize that talent pool they thought was out there, it's not even a bird feeder. It there's nothing. It's just very tiny, and they're starting to realize that temporary to direct hire opportunities that were there 5 years ago, it's just not there for the top talent.
Yeah, the education of the client about the cyclical nature of what you're dealing with is paramount, because for many of these folks, I'm sure on the client side, it's static for them. They don't think of it as cyclical because their business activities may not correspond at all with the trends that you see in terms of supply demand cycles and so forth in the employment space. So it's pretty fascinating. For the benefit of our – go ahead.
Bring up a really good point in the supply and demand portion of it. And when I look back 10 years ago when we started the company, you know, we in the industry, you would have salary guides that would be sent out, and it would be, you know, we had salary different websites you could go to find some information that who knew if it was really true. Even the printed material that was out there, you know, it was 6 months to get it from the printer, so it was already old by the time you were getting it. Today, the way technology has changed in the last 10 years allows us. We have some proprietary systems that we now use for our clients to help educate them on supply and demand. And so we pull information from three different sources that are independent of each other, including one that's a government agency. It compiles this information into a dossier to give to our clients with it's called a supply and demand report. And so we will take a position that our client is looking to hire, and they may say, hey, I need this individual. I need a SQL developer in an IT world with a management experience, and we will go and take that job description, pull the information, put it all together, and come back to our client and go, look, you're wanting to pay $75,000 a year. That's on the low end of what they're being hired for today. What you're looking for in all of these additional skill sets, that's about $125,000 a year person. And by the way, here are four of your competitors that are looking to hire that exact same person. And here are some additional competitors and what they recently paid to hire these individuals. So we are having to educate them every day. But what's interesting for us is that our industry is becoming that subject matter expert because of technology. And it's allowing us to really advance to a new level to educate the employer today about what's going on. You know, there's always been this kind of tussle back and forth between staffing industry or recruiters and HR departments.
Sure.
And it's a love-hate relationship, you know, and they've always, it's always been kind of that, well, you're in the staffing industry, you're a used car sales guy. And so we have had to overcome that to say, that's not what we are. And we're here to help and partner with you because this is what we do every day. And so we're able to bring resources to them of what we see every day from all over the country now, bring it together in a nice two-page document that says, look, here it is. And to help really guide them on that supply and demand so that they're able to make a decision better, because that's what it's about. It's about hiring the best people for your company, for your managers, for your groups and your business, because that's what it takes to survive today. And that's what it takes to make a great company. It's about the talent. And it's funny, 10 years ago, I said there was a talent war going on in 2004 and 5. People laughed about it, and then they realized, no, there really was a talent war. We've been saying this for years. The ability to find top talent is shrinking. It's not out there. We're hitting the years when the people and the talent, there's just not many out there. We're going to have a shortage, and it's happening quicker than people realize. And our job is to educate our clients. It's to keep them ahead of the game so that they're not in a position where they find themselves looking and go, well, I thought they were out here. We weren't worried. We had 20 people retiring. We thought it would be no big deal.
Right.
We want them to understand It's not the way it used to be.
Well, this way they'll get out in front of it, and you're helping them to think far enough ahead to their horizon. I wanted to ask you, for the benefit of our audience, Bill, what industries does Frontline specialize in? And then behind that question, speaking back to supply and demand, Do all of these industries that you operate in, do these cycles correlate? Are they ubiquitous in terms of the supply and demand, or do they vary from industry to industry?
So our focal points are within, I mean, have always been the accounting and finance, the IT arena, the HR departments, administrative clerical. We've got the legal section, and then we have our energy, oil, and gas. It's always different, and it is a supply and demand issue. You know, the IT market in particular has been one of those hot markets for the last, you know, over 10 years. It's just been completely based on supply and demand. A lot of it has to do with people coming out of school or being educated. After 9/11 in particular, we had a slowdown of what took place within the schooling of individuals for high-end training schools that kind of went out of business or were limited on what they were doing. You know, you look at the accounting profession today, you know, people coming out of college with accounting degrees, they already have jobs, usually the beginning of their last last semester before they're graduating. They all have offers already, multiple offers. Hmm. So you have a shortage there as well. And you know, and right now into 2015, when we look at the energy sector, and we have oil prices dropping, people are worried because the energy and oil and gas industry has been booming with the hiring that's been taking place over the last 2 years. Yeah. But there's still a shortage. Even with the oil prices dropping, you still do not have enough engineers. You don't have enough field people. And we're not talking about just one section. I mean, when we talk about energy, we're talking about natural gas. We're talking about petroleum. We're talking about solar. We're talking about the electric industry with what's taking place for cars and vehicles. But we still do not have enough of the talent coming out of the colleges to supply the employers. So even with oil prices dropping, you would expect and you would think that we would start seeing this big shortage and layoffs within the oil companies in particular. Yeah, we're not seeing that. And the reason that we're not is that, and we kind of joke about it, the oil companies and the energy field in particular, some of the older oil companies, a lot of the people have been around for a long time and they're about to retire. And so the companies had already recognized that they have a shortage. And so they can't jeopardize losing that talent at a time like this because they know their competitors will pick them up. So we're not seeing an extra glut or anybody bailing anywhere. In fact, they're digging in deeper and saying, we're not going to lose anyone. We know it's going to come back. So you have areas where you would think you would see a slowdown at times or cyclical at different times or seasonal. And we just don't because of the positions that we fill, there's a need pretty much year-round all the time.
Bill, this is great, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been visiting with Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline Source Group. They are America's premier professional staffing agency, one of the fastest growing. We'll do it again for sure. Thanks for being with us on The Frontline. For more information, visit frontlinesourcegroup.com.